Begin the current up, Mesech the Shabbos, Zav Kuf Mem Zayin, begin the Menalf, begin to taste the mouse, the begin towards the Gemara, Hamanar Talisi. Someone shakes out his talis. Talis can explain exactly what's this case, which the Gemara said that if he does it on Shabbos Chai Bachatas, so Pirish Rach, or it's Rabbein Atam, that he explains it means Menat Tal Sha'Allah, from the dew that's on the cloak, the Ayin, the Kibbis Valibun, that's washing, that's laundering, that's chayav achatas. Chemashman, actually, sounds like that this is an interpretation, because the Abidum de Kumitz of Rav Yosef is similar to the story that Gemara brings with the hand of Rav Yosef, which had some dew on it, and therefore didn't want to shake it off. That's where it's a problem about Liban. A benirim and the offering of the Bishop Kurunjah, but to shake it off from dust, like Rashi explains, and that says, Taysa, a nero shehe shayach Liban, that doesn't seem appropriate that there should be a problem about laundering, because laundering is only with water or some other type of liquid, not from dust. Next is the matzah begins with the Gemara. Hayyitz b'talis mukupelis. Someone goes out with a folded talis, which Taish can explain where does that come into our sugya. But the Gemara says if you go out into the street with a folded talis on your shoulder, you chayav achatas, because that's not the way of wearing; that's the way of carrying. So Taish is bothered. We're talking about laundering. Where does this come in? Now that says Taish is I read in the Mishnah Shekel b'derek since we were speaking about in our Mishnah in the previous sugya regarding someone's clothing who got soaked with water. Sha'az derech ulekabel talisa. Then it's the norm where you don't want to wear dripping clothing and you fold it up. And you wear it on your shoulder. So naktihacha, therefore we introduce that idea about wearing folding clothing, that that's a different problem about carrying in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. The next is the Masah begins with the Gemara HaRatanin. Try to explain what that is, because although one's not allowed to wear things on their shoulder, but if it's the normal way, like the Ratanin do, so then you're allowed to wear it. Which Tzitzik explained, Ratanin is called HaRatanin, which Ha'orach Perish HaRatzim, meaning the people that generally they're running, and they need the clothing out of their way, so they could run quicker, they fold it on their shoulders. That's a normal way of wearing it. So they're for them at Derech Malbush and not Derech of Masa. Not like Rashi says the name of a place. Ketunek says Masa, begin the words of the Gemara, Ma'u Lash is Marzev. What's Allah? Can you make a Marzev on Shabbos? So what is this Marzev? And regarding what are we saying in the Gemara, they not make it on Shabbos. Because they had asked, what's Allah on Marzev? We said it's us. And the Gemara explains what that is. It's when you fold up the bottom of the garment that's too long. And if it's due to stay like that, it's forbidden. But if it's just to, like, you know, make it adornment for now, so that's not a problem to do on Shabbos. Now, Rashi explains regarding that of, like, tikkun mana. But Taisa says, Nir l'Rabbi el-Priston, my teacher, Delaney Isra Haitzah Ayri, that this is actually talking about regarding a problem about carrying Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. That's what we're discussing over here. And that is, K'maitala Shadalat Kanafis, like a cloak of four corners, where V'lekech Shnei Tzidi Reichim Talisei, where someone takes the two wide ends of his cloak, Shal Tzad Yimine, of the right side, but Nois Nal Kesef Asmos, he puts it on the left shoulder, Vein Nipash Nal Kesef, he doesn't stretch it out on the shoulder. Elam Kupel, Umun Lechak Sefer, rather it's folded and it's placed like that on the shoulder, where that's like a folded talis, which we said before in the Gemara, that's forbidden to go out like that into a street on Shabbos, because that's caring. Behind the common my marzav, and that's what the Gemara says. What's this marzav? This gutter, it's kisi pablo yasa, this Babylonian pockets, shakarin prodenstra, which is the kashu munach kamei parashi, when it's placed like the way I explain. Yeah, yes, by kisi marubim. So then you have many pockets. The folds of the talus when they're placed on the shoulder look like pockets. Kisi v'kisi, near kamei marzav, and every single pocket looks like a gutter because that's how the pockets. That's the shape of when it's folded. That's the Gemara's question. Is that a problem about like carrying on Shabbos? Because that's not the way of wearing, or it's just more like carrying. That's what the Gemara says. Well, it depends. If it's a dead, they gather it and it's forbidden. It's like the way I explained, which is the two sides of the right, when you take like a talus, imagine a four cornered garment. You take the two right sides, there's a front one and there's a back part. That they gathered and you place it on the left shoulder. So you go quickly, it's not in your way. You fold up, you throw it up on your other side shoulder. That it shouldn't weigh down the talis on him when he's running. So it comes that that's the way of carrying, it's forbidden. And that's what it means when it says, is awesome. But when it says, but it's permitted, if it's a daitidless noise, but if its intention is to beautify Shabbat, I mean, that's going to be okay. Where that's not considered carrying. So this explains that this, when the person does list noise, that you're allowed to behind the kshein tzidi talis mukubatz, because the sides of the cloak are not gathered together. Rather, one end is placed on the shoulder by his neck, but the other side it falls on his shoulder up until his arm. And there's no pocket over here like a marziv. And behind you, and that's actually what the Gemara says, Shulshal Rebbe Talis is the Basamach. When it says in the story that Rebbe went and lowered down his talis, Shulshal Isaac Abesha Parashti, Kainless Nice. What he did was, he lowered it down like the case that we just described, that what is considered a Kainless Nice, which is that one end is on your shoulder, the other one is lower down. I need that mabish. That's the way of normally wearing a four-corner garment. And Mechim Peresh Ba'arach, Erech Marzib, that's how the Erech explains in his category of what is considered the Halachas of Marzib, where the problem is we're going to hit Tzad and Shah, it's not like taking mana the way Rashi says. Now, because he says, Asa Lasa Marzib Shabbos, he says, now I make this Marzib and Shabbos. Peresh, he explains, what does that mean? Kesheyat Abad and Talisai. The person covers himself with his talis. V'yakbal Shneket Seisib. And then he folds up the two ends, kein derech kippul, like the way you fold up something. If you're on the chen, I'll shuk my smalls, and you put it on the left shoulder, the yachzer, the yikapul, shahar talis, shabitzare minim, and the chen b'ksef, and then he folds up the rest of the talis on the right side, and he puts on the shoulder. That's the problem about carrying on Shabbos. Again, whereas the person supposed to wear the talis the way we wear it, with one end on your shoulder, the other one laying down, not to fold up both ends. The only thing is, says Taisa, rak mashapir, shakarin ma'azim. However, Taisa just, one point that he says that the Aruch, he says that this that he explains, why is it called Marzib, is Masha Talisa Mushpelas or Mufshelas, Mehena Mehena, because it's gathered up from here and here, and then you have a Chalal Keneged Asher, you have the empty space opposite the spine, the Nir Kamin Marzib, that looks like a gutter, and that's what Taisa says, no, in the Nir of the Rabbi, that does not seem to be that why that's called a Marzib, because the Mekinah, that would be the case, Maikum of Asachar, then why does the Gemara say, that my Marzib was Marzib, because of Babli Asa, Haloi Eina Asi Ken Kisa. That, the way he's describing it, when the talus is folded up on either side, that doesn't look like a kise, like some type of a pocket. And therefore, Taisa says on that point, he disagrees with the Aruch. Rather, the kise, these folds, like he explained previously, from that kel kise v'kise, near kumim marasim. Ketinek says, it begins with zigmar, afme ma'orach hamen. Also, the cave water is warm, is hot. Taisa explained this specifically because we're heated by the fire. And therefore, you're not allowed to bathe in them. In contrast to the chametzferia, because the Mishnah said, if someone bathed in the cave water or the chametzferia, so then spoke about what regarding the towels, about carrying it or not. So the Gemara made a deal. He says, "Oh, ha-reich, it's only with the Eved." And we're talking about, but because we're comparing the main ba'arut to the chametzferia, so that's what we're saying that, oh, that's what would be the Eved, but liketchila would be, let's say, to pour the water on you. But Tais says that this, that liketchila not allowed to bathe yourself in the hot water on Shabbos, that's the shochmu b'ur that was heated up this cave water by a real fire, because they were referring to the hot waters of Tveria, which in the other case, it's actually an ishtabim, which was when Hichel and Becham Tveria that they left over them, that they were not geyser on the hot waters of Tveria. So obviously, this they were saying that's also getchil that would be redacted. The word harayichet is going only on the case of the meimara, which is hot, which actually relates to the next test of Masa. It begins with the Gemara, the Eved in, only after the fact, yes. Chazik was saying that this Harechitz is only going on the Meima'ara, because Tais says that a Meima'ara koi, when we're saying it's only with the Eved, now like Ketchil is going in the cave water, which Veloitan Mastin the Chamitres, then why do we say the case of the hot waters of Tveria if we're saying the Harechitz with the Eved? That's Elamedic, related to the previous test. It only can make the inference. Just to compare and say that you should know that the waters of Mara are hot, and that's what we're saying in the case of Chametz Ferry, which those waters are hot. And but again, Batis just says that those hot waters are not natural hot waters like springs, like Tveria, rather heated by the fire, and therefore they're forbidden. And that's what we're saying, the Eved in, like it's Chiloi, only going to Mara, but not on the Chametz Ferry.